Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Thanksgiving is a time to practice exceptional character. Why is that? Because thankfulness is one of the noblest character qualities. Additionally, it's a time for celebration and fun activities. In this content, we'll look at both a thankful heart and celebration and fun. But let's start with thankfulness. What exactly is thankfulness? Many dictionaries use words like appreciation, awareness, admiration, assessment, comprehension, enjoyment, that's very applicable on Thanksgiving Day, gratitude, knowledge, perception, realization, recognition, relish, and respect. Well, a thankful heart is very important in order to be a balanced and mature believer in Jesus. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful." I've figured out some things about thankfulness. Much of this discovery came from choosing to be thankful in difficult and even painful times. Thankfulness is a learned skill, which means that anyone can be thankful, because it's a learned skill. But the ROI, the return on investment, is high. Here are some things that I figured out. First, I found that no matter what's going on, there's always something to be grateful for. I also figured out that it's hard to sin when you're thankful. Essentially, a heart filled with gratitude leaves no room for sin or life stuff that pulls you into discouragement. And plus, I have found that thankfulness feeds my soul and comforts my spirit, particularly when I focus on Scripture's promises and commands. So you can direct your heart into thankfulness. Well, do you remember how we started this content? The quote, "Thanksgiving is a time to practice exceptional character, because thankfulness is one of the noblest character qualities." Well, let's look now at how to develop noble character. Here are action steps to gain exceptional character. First, ask God to nurture His character in your life. Next, look to Jesus' life to observe exceptional character. Now, adopt His character into your thoughts and apply it in practical ways each day. Okay, this next one is critical. When you go through difficulties, let Christ's character be tested in you. Then, with resolve, establish a continuous pattern of living with exceptional character. And then finally, humbly be an example to others who need an example. So I'm going to go through that list real quick again. These are simply action steps that help you gain exceptional character. The first one is to ask God to nurture that in your life. Next is to look to Jesus' life and see how He did it. The third one is to adopt His character and then apply it. The fourth one, which is critical, is when you go through difficult times, let Christ's character be tested in you. Then the next one is with resolve, establish a continuous pattern of living with exceptional character. And then finally, humbly be an example to others who need an example. That's a good list. And each of those action steps is something that you can do. People who practice thankfulness, they kind of stand out. And one tip that helps you nurture thankfulness is to observe others who are grateful. Even in their difficulties, these people have a certain disposition about them. Here's a list of things that you can do to learn from others who are thankful. Number one, first, pick out those best qualities that you see in them. Number two, explore how they feed thankfulness. Third, ponder strategies that they use. And number four, finally, adopt and practice these best qualities in your own life. As you become practiced in thankfulness, you'll notice your heart changing. Life will take on a healthier glow, even in painful, difficult times. Your outlook will even shift. But thankfulness must be practiced continually as a new life pattern, or it can slip off again. You will notice something else as you practice thankfulness. Others will look to you as an example. Subsequently, I mention two things. First of all, thank God that you have something to offer others and don't let it go to your head. The second thing is to remember, just as you selected best qualities from your mentors, an eager learner is doing with you. So be consistent and sincere. And when things get difficult, don't let your heart become discouraged. There are blessings in difficult times. In stresses and disappointments, especially in painful experiences, you can still be thankful. It's not a feeling. Rather, it's choosing to remember good things are still present in your life. Here are two simple steps to help you practice thankfulness. First, pause and contemplate the blessings that are still present in your life. The second step is to discipline yourself to be thankful to God from your heart. So those two things, pretty simple. First of all, pause and contemplate the blessings still present. And then second, this is a little harder, but second, discipline yourself to be thankful to God from your heart for all those things. This is the spirit of thanksgiving. Now we're going to talk about some celebration and fun. And to do that, I'm going to share something from my personal life. My family participates in an activity. It's really fun at Thanksgiving. In fact, it's kind of become a tradition. Here's what you do. I'm going to give you 8 action steps to help you do this activity. First of all, fasten a large piece of paper or poster board to a door or to your wall. A newspaper business often has what they call ends. Basically, it's the end of the roll, and they will sell these to you sometimes. If your door or wall has a molded design to it, make sure people can write on the poster without difficulty. The second thing, after mounting this poster, label the poster, "Our Blessings," or "So Thankful For... dot, dot, dot." Then the third thing is put out a jar or a basket of colored pencils, crayons, or markers. Make sure that the markers won't bleed through the paper onto your door or wall. Number four, encourage everyone to write as many blessings as they remember throughout Thanksgiving Day. Five, encourage kids and teens to be creative in expressing their thankfulness on paper. Number six, artsy folks can draw pictures of what they're grateful for. Seven, prompt others by asking good questions. Sometimes that helps get creative juices flowing. And then number eight, lead by example. Write or draw your blessings each time something comes to mind. Interestingly, you'll have joy as everyone visits this poster throughout the day. All right, the next step, though, to this activity is tell your family or your group that after the poster is filled, you will make a big batch of popcorn, maybe even caramel corn. While the corn is popping, have kids and teens take turns reading all the blessings to everyone. Then bow and thank God for all those blessings. It's a wonderful way to celebrate. And then, of course, enjoy the popcorn. You know, I started this article with this quote, "Thanksgiving is a time to practice exceptional character." Equally, I will end with, "Every day is a time to practice exceptional character." I want to talk about what's coming up, you know, next week. We begin Advent, preparing our hearts for Christmas. A daily Advent focus can help prepare your heart for a more meaningful, balanced Christmas and for joy. So what is Advent? Some people aren't familiar with it. Historically, an Advent marks the arrival of a notable person or event. The notable person celebrated at Christmas is Jesus, God becoming a human baby. What a striking event and arrival. And what a notable person. Subsequently, it requires a response. Because Christmas is jam-packed with rich traditions, gifts and wrappings, special foods, decorations, fabulous music, it takes purposeful focus to not miss the real meaning. Christmas gives you opportunity to respond personally and intimately to the birth of Christ. Advent prepares your heart and directs your focus into that endeavor. Often a wreath with candles is used during Advent. Strategically, light a new candle on each of the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas Day. Incidentally, it's not essential to use a wreath or to light candles. Simply focus on meaningful ideas each day. That helps to prepare your heart. Alive and Active Life has a great tool to use for Advent. With challenges of managing preparations, you need a good tool to help you prepare. Celebrate Advent, A Life Response to Emmanuel, is a small book to prepare your heart for Christmas. It's thoughtful, gently to the point, and celebratory. Essentially, it nudges your heart to focus on the meaning of Christmas. Plus, it helps you balance holiday preparations. All in 5 to 10 minutes each December day leading up to Christmas. Manage holiday stressors while pondering encouraging thoughts. But you know, I want to give you some backstory of this little book, Celebrate Advent. Actually, it started as a tool that I developed years ago to help my young family prepare for Christmas. Each day has a short, focused, devotional nugget of truth. As years passed, others found out about it and said, you need to publish this book. So now, Celebrate Advent, A Life Response to Emmanuel, is our most popular book. The cover is festive, colorful, and inviting. Inside is an easy-to-use layout. Attractive scrollwork graces the pages. Strategically, scripture is printed right across the page from Daily Inspirational Thoughts. So you only have one book to open for a few minutes each December day to let peace and joy slip into your heart. Here's how Celebrate Advent, the book, works. This book focuses on short passages from Isaiah printed on the left page. Isaiah announces the birth of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Then on the right side of the book, it features a brief inspirational thought to ponder, followed by a few lines to record what the Lord impresses on your heart. It's an easy-to-use design. First of all, days 1 through 25 of Celebrate Advent inspires a response from your heart at Christmas that affects your life all year. But then days 26 through 31 helps you consider how you will live in the coming year. What is the goal of Celebrate Advent? Well, Jesus wants to be your companion every day and help you be the person he created. Consequently, God in human flesh wants to help you accomplish your life purpose. Your life is not an accident. God had you in his heart before creation. Strategically, Emmanuel is the bridge over a sinful gap between God and man. So, respond and prepare your heart for Christmas by celebrating Advent. Let's take a moment and talk about Christmas hope. Remarkably, you can have hope through God's gift of Jesus. Now make a life response back to Emmanuel. Essentially, baby Jesus welcomes you. He says, "Come near to God and he will come near to you." That's from James 4:8. But basically, it's Jesus saying, "I want you to come near to me, to your Father, and I will come near to you." The goal of Christmas Advent is to draw close to God by faith. And it is such a privilege to do life with Emmanuel every day of the year. Are you looking for Christmas presents? Our devotional and Bible study books make excellent Christmas gifts and stocking stuffers. They help people you care about stay in God's Word. Plus, they're affordable and they keep on giving for years. And I also want to include a special announcement. With Christmas right around the corner, we're offering a free course called Prepare for Christmas Without Missing It. You can jump in for tips and ideas to navigate busy Christmas days, for step-by-step strategies to create a rich atmosphere of excitement and fun. You can also jump in for practical ideas to sidestep the stress while connecting with special people and traditions. And you can jump in for help to connect with Emmanuel and enjoy a peaceful yet meaningful Christmas. Also, if you experience sadness, depression, or grieving, there is a session to help you find fresh hope and a bit more joy. So, sign up today for this free resource, www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. It's open now. We'd love to welcome you. One more thing I wanted to say before we close out today's content. Giving Tuesday is coming up. If this article and others have been helpful to you, please consider making a donation. Simply go to www.aliveandactivelife.org/support. Thank you for partnering with Alive and Active Life. And now I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. And you can visit our website too for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.